Previously on The Bystanders.
We shouldn't do this! We have to call it off now!
Oh God, if there's a gun, pick up the phone!
Hello, you've reached Rick the Killer. I'm probably murdering someone right now, so please leave a detailed message and I'll get back to you.
Hey man, it's Phil and everyone. We're thinking we made a huge mistake.
I know you're all home!
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
I can't watch!
Here are the facts. Bunny Bell Pasht is dead, and our bystanders watched it all happen. The next morning, the boys in blue were all over it. Hot on the murder trail was Detective Lou Louie, a stern man with a questionable intuition and a career on the line. As of late, he'd had a string of cold cases, which didn't look too good with his superiors. After all, a detective who can't solve a crime ain't worth a dime. Louie had to get the job done, or rather, a job done. Let the interrogations begin.
This is Detective Lou Louie. I'm speaking with Sarah Fatbottom, 33 years old, apartment 1, correct?
Yes. Am I under arrest?
Yes.
Well, then I demand to call my lawyer, and I'm also not talking to you anymore, so.
Oh, I'm kidding. Chill. Sit down. I just have a few questions to ask you in regards to Bunny Bell Pasht, your neighbor, who was brutally murdered last night. Oh, and I'm sorry, who is this little furball sitting on your shoulder? Oh, you're so cute. Yes, you are. Did you see who stabbed Bunny Bell?
Sorry, she's a mama's girl.
Where were you last night between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m.?
Oh, we were definitely asleep. Definitely. We get up at 5 a.m. every morning and we make breakfast and then we post it and then we go to the gym and then we post it and then we get on Pasta's Instagram and we repost everything we posted. So we totally go to bed early. Totally.
And the cries for help from Miss Pasht while she was being stabbed over 14 times didn't wake you up. All right, I'm here with Philip Absconder, 46 years old, apartment 3. Mr. Absconder, you live in the apartment next to Bunny Bell Pasht, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you were home last night?
Yeah.
Did you hear anything out of the ordinary?
Yeah.
Can you describe what you heard?
I heard Bunny get stabbed right outside my window. It was terrifying.
Did you see anything?
Yeah.
Can you describe what you saw?
Nope.
Can you try?
I saw a dark figure running away. Look, man, I know my rights.
Relax. The tapes we retrieved from the courtyard confirm a dark figure running away as well. And unfortunately, our perpetrator was wearing a bentonite clay mask, so I imagine you were terrified. So, did you try and do anything?
Right, because I'm about to fling myself in front of a knife while my daughter's sleeping in the next room and I'm all she's got.
Well, where's her mom?
I don't have to answer that.
You know, you look really familiar, Mr. Absconder. There is a man on our wanted list that also has a daughter and a dead wife. You know what? That other guy had a mustache. Never mind. Tim Hades, 28 years old, apartment 6. Mr. Hage, do you need some water? You are sweating like a pregnant nun.
Yes, that would be... Thank you, yes.
Marsha! Water! We got a sweater.
I run hot. Actually, do you mind if I just take off my shirt?
What? Oh, whatever. That's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I've got those dime-sized nipples. Mine's are like... They're like silver dollars. I wish I had yours.
Yeah, my wife loves them, especially when I rub them like this.
So, Tim, what were you up to last night?
Well, Lou...
You can call me Detective.
Detective, sorry. Last night, what were we... Oh, yes, my wife and I were...
Thanks, Marsha.
Oh, thank you so much, Marsha. And sorry I don't have a shirt on.
Oh, Marcia, would you get me a sandwich?
Mm. We're not married anymore, Lou. Get your own damn sandwich.
Yep. So, you and your wife were...
Oh, yes. My wife and I were planning our Sunday school lesson. We teach the Righteous Rangers over at Good God Community Church.
Well, God damn it! I was a Righteous Ranger, too!
You were?
Yes. We are the faithful, we are the strong, here to do good works and here to get along, early to rise and pray for the day. Righteous Rangers are here to stay. I can't hit the high note anymore.
It sounded good.
Oh, well, Brother Tim, I think that's all I need. It's been a pleasure.
It really has been, Detective.
Call me Lou.
Cool. Lou.
Now, don't be a stranger. Ranger!
Oh, I see what you did there.
Right,
oh.
The strangers I had to stay. Mrs. Hayes, thank you for being here. I just met your husband, Tim. Oh, he's an absolute delight.
Yeah.
Please let me know if there's anything I can do to make you more comfortable. Here's another tissue.
Thank you. As of today, I'm 10 months pregnant, and as of last night, my neighbor was murdered, so that's a tall order.
Yes, it is. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. This is our first murder, so it's been a lot.
I met the baby.
Duh. Thanks.
You're welcome. Mrs. Hayes, would you say that you and Bunny Bell Pasht were friends?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, no. You know, we weren't friends. We weren't friends.
So you weren't friends?
No.
You were not friends. You know, I cannot find a single neighbor that was friends with this woman. What, does she hog the laundry machine? She sing in the shower too loud? Leave smelly trash out? Bad curb appeals? Steal your mail? Her eyes too close together? Ugh.
No, none of that.
Is it because she just bought your building and became your new landlord?
No.
Damn it. All right, I am now speaking with Hop He, 83 years old, and his wife, Fan He, 82 years old. They live in apartment 5 of Noble Apartments. So, what were you guys doing last night when Bunny Bell Pasht was murdered? Sorry, what were you guys doing last night when your neighbor, Bunny, got the axe?
我应该怎么回答他?
你说我们不知道他说什么?
Fan and I don't know what you are talking about.
I'm talking about last night. Your neighbor, Bunny Bell Pasht, was stabbed... I'm sorry. Your neighbor, Bunny, was stabbed to death. 14 times. 1-4. What were you doing?
Watching TV.
Did you hear anything?
No.
I believe you. Final tenant, Kyle Shuttles, 28 years old, apartment 2, appears to be... nervous.
No, I'm an aspiring drummer, not nervous.
Where were you last night, shit? Fools.
Well, I'm the night manager at the 5 and Grab, so I didn't get home till late. These kids turned around all the sauce bottles and I was busy.
Why were you covered in Miss Pash's blood when the police arrived?
Because I found her. I'm the one who called you guys.
Is it true that... Oh, Marcia, is this...
I know how much you like extra pickles and extra, extra mayo, so... But this is the last time, Lou.
Does this mean that there's a chance that
he'll love me again?
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh. Is it true you used to date Miss Bell Pasht?
What? No. I mean, we went on a date once, sort of, but it wasn't, you know.
Oh, it wasn't going your way, huh? She rejected you and your unexceptional drumming, and you spiraled into a passionate rage, causing you to murder her.
What? No! I had nothing to do with this. What are you even saying?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy. Acting a little guilty, aren't we, Shittles?
This is insane. I was the one that helped.
Oh, a real hero, huh? A real tough guy. A real...
Footage came back from the store from the Five and Grab, and he, in fact, was there at the time of Bunny's death. So none more of this bullshit, okay?
Thank you, Marsha. Oh, and I also meant to say thank you earlier for the sandwich.
Yeah, and I meant to tell you that your fly's down.
What? All right. All right, Shittles, your alibi checks out.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't think you're off the hook. I'll be watching you. This case is hot.
The case went cold. The bystanders were free to go. But Lou wasn't done with his investigation just yet. Not just yet. With the thick stench of murder still in the air and perpetual anxiety behind every door, Kyle Shittles decided to be a real doll and host a little memorial for their late landlord in the laundry room, right where it all started. Guilt-ridden and scarred for life, these bystanders gathered for the first time since putting Bunny out of their misery. It was the least they could do.
Bunny was a good neighbor. She always wanted to know how I was doing, what I was up to, and where I was going. Bunny didn't deserve to die like this. When I came home that night and saw Bunny's lifeless body laying there looking like a bloody block of Swiss cheese, I did what any of you would. I reached out and tried to help, but it was too late.
Oh yeah, he's definitely gonna cry.
I held her in my arms and so much blood, you guys. So much blood. It was like holding a punctured bag of marinara. It was on the pavement. My clothes. My face. It was everywhere.
Earlier that morning at the Five and Grab, Kyle was mopping up on aisle 4 where the kids had spelled out Shittles Shittled here in chocolate syrup.
Agent Manager Shittles, the Mylar balloons look like condoms. I repeat, they blew up condoms.
Why me? What did I do?
I'll tell you what you did.
To make matters worse, a determined Detective Lou Louie showed up to ask Kyle a few more questions.
Detective, hi, what are you
doing here? Well, the case may be cold to some, but...
What? The case is cold? It's only been 3 days. You have to find out who did this.
But there are others out there, if you just let me finish, that just don't see it that way.
Others? You mean you?
I have a few more questions for you, Mr. Shittles. What happened?
I told you, I don't know. I had nothing to do with Bunny's death.
No, what happened here? It looks like someone messed themselves. Oh, this is disgusting.
No, these dang kids keep harassing me, and now you're harassing me.
Harassing you? I'm not harassing you. You think this is harassing? Because, I can harass you if you want to be harassed.
No, I'm being harassed. I don't want to be harassed.
Oh, good, because I'll harass your ass.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Do you work here?
Rick? Rick! Hey, man! Good to see you again. I absolutely work here. What's up?
Sorry, mate. I see so many people every week. I'm not placing your name right now.
Kyle.
Yes. Good to see you too. Right. Could you tell me where to find some rope and a wrench? Also some candlesticks, a lead pipe, and a revolver, if you've got them.
Ooh, we just sold out of some beautiful candlesticks. I do have some rope and tape on aisle 1, but we don't sell lead pipes or wrenches or revolvers, sadly. Sorry.
Dang. Oh, good. Thanks, mate.
No. Wait just a minute. You think you can buy a list of items like that and not give yourself away?
I'm sorry?
Detective Lou Lewin, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to come with me and tell me what kind of DIY project you're working on. Oh, I love a good DIY.
Yep, you nailed it. I am excellent at doing it myself. I've got a client with a moldy shower that needs to be gutted and thrown away entirely. I'm a killer plumber.
Sure sounds like it.
Gosh, is there anything you can't do?
Oh.
His face is all over buses and blimps and park benches downtown. He's Rick the Killer.
Killer of clogs! I know, I just didn't want to be weird. My guys down at the station have your poster up in the weight room for motivation. Can I touch your arm? You might... Oh, that is rock solid. Yeah. Oh, man, the guys will never believe I met you. Do you think I could get a picture, actually?
For the Homicide Unit Chief Detective of Special Crimes, Lou Lewis.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm... Well, I mean, I guess I am, yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Lou. And good to see you again,
Kyle.
Kyle. Right. See ya.
Come by the station anytime. Oh, in fact, we need an extra guy for our Tuesday basketball games at the Fremont Playground if you're around. Now that's a man I can trust. Something about his eyes or the way he smelled told me that this man would save a woman from a man like you. A man I can't trust.
Look,
I bet he's the kind of man, like me, that could snip a murderer right out. He probably smelled it on you just now, because you smell like shivets.
Detective, I was cleared. I don't think you're allowed to interrogate me anymore.
Allowed? Why, I'm just a casual shopper. Oh, I'll be shopping here again. You can count on that. Have a good day.
Kyle was more rattled than he let on in front of Detective Lou Louie. But later at the memorial, as he was finishing his extremely explicit eulogy for Bunny, he started to express his own desires to find out who the hell really did this.
So in closing, just want to say that to whoever is responsible for this hideous, heinous, unforgivable crime, this act of senseless hate, this disgusting display of human slaughter, I will bring them to justice if it's the last thing I do! Okay, well, if anyone else wants to say anything, you're welcome to come on up and share.
The room went still. Tension filled the air. All the bystanders wanted to do was pay their respects and ease their guilt by showing up today. However, just like Bunny's murder, no one moved.
No one? Okay. It's difficult, I understand. Maybe we take a minute and you all can think of some good memory about Bunny that you'd like to share. Just take the mic at any time, and thank you all so much for coming.
Hey, Sarah.
Huh?
I really liked your Motivated Monday post this morning.
Oh.
One should die proudly when it is no longer possible to live proudly. Yeah, totally. Sort of different from your usual posts, huh?
This is who I am now, Kyle.
Okay, everybody. Pizza's here. I'll be right back.
You think he would have taken down the Bon Voyage sign?
I mean, it works. Timmy, come on out of the dryer, baby. Pizza's almost here.
So, how is everyone?
Look, I'm just gonna say it. We're not doing good. We killed someone.
Okay.
We killed someone, and Bunny is haunting us.
What?
Timmy ran over a bunny yesterday.
It's an omen. It's her, and she's back to get us all.
Look, you ran over a rabbit. It happens. It's okay. It's fine. It's a natural thing. Look, we're fine. We're fine. We're not being haunted. We're fine. We're fine.
Are we fine, Phil?
What, Sarah? So you're just doing great.
I'm fine. Sure.
Fine sweat, Sarah. Fine.
Why is this turned on me? What do you want me to say? That I'm eating my feelings and I can barely breathe because the guilt is so intense that I sleep one maybe, 2 hours a night? That I'm losing followers because I cry on and off permanently now and I post about it? That I've been calling my mother just to talk? That I've reorganized my supplement cabinet 15 times in 2 days? That I'm dying inside? Fine! I'm dying inside! There! I can't stop organizing either!
Do you think Bunny's possessing us, Stuart?
Maybe ask Bunny's ghost way in her apartment all that incriminating evidence against us is.
Whoa, against us? Bunny had nothing on me. I'm not a criminal.
You're an accomplice to murder, Sarah.
Okay, sure. Well, Baby Obi is a murderer too, then.
He was there.
Take it back!
No.
She's right. If you're on Rebecca and sent this to Rick's website,
we'd be blackmailed still.
Yeah. Don't blame Rebecca for our drunk decisions. She was just doing her job and listening to everything we say.
Well, you got us drunk. And you
so I guess you forced it down your throat, huh?
Very intriguing.
Oh, someone was guys. These sweats are Fenty, Phil.
Listen up.
Wait, Fenty?
I understand Chinese.
Fan from apartment 5. Yes, Fan, the delicate nudist and unassuming queenpin. Yes, the only neighbor that didn't speak English stood up and spoke English.
Close your mouth, codfish. Surprise?
Yeah.
There's a lot of leverage when you're hiding in plain sight. Just like Rick said. If we remain bystanders to all of this, we're in the clear. What's done is done. You can't erase the past. So build a better future. A future where we learn from our mistakes and take away from this what is perhaps an intended blessing.
A blessing?
Bunny is gone. And what we need to focus on now is finding that evidence before that detective. Or Kyle, or anyone else does. Stop acting like mopey idiots. She's dead. There's no changing that. She's dead. She cannot come back. She's dead. She is permanently dead.
Hello, everyone.
She's alive!
The bystander saw what looked just like Bunny Bell Pasht walking right into her own memorial? Back from the dead? But how?
Guys, meet Bonnie, Bunny's twin sister. Can you believe it? I thought Bunny came back as an angel.
So nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh, she looks identical to Bunny, but kind.
Wow, this is truly awesome of you all to hold this memorial for my sister. She would have been so touched. Thank you, and merci.
Oh, no trouble at all. Please, come in, have a slice of cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza? Oh, that was my sister's favorite kind. You two must have been close.
We all were friends with her. Right, guys?
Yeah.
In fact, we were all about to say some nice words about your amazing sister. Right, guys?
I'm gonna think on that.
She had a face?
I'd love to say something, if that's okay with all of you.
Please! I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, well, turns out Tim was right. We are being haunted.
Well, I just thank you all again for making this traumatic event a little lighter and a little brighter. As you know, my sister and I were identical twins. And part of the fun of looking exactly the same was all the sneaky little tricks we could play on people.
This better not be a trick.
So I once broke up with her boyfriend for her. And she's definitely stepped in as me a few times. My parents couldn't even tell us apart. Sadly, they passed just a few months ago. God, I miss them.
She has no one left.
It's hard to explain the bond between twins. I feel like a part of me has died as well. And it breaks my heart because they're saying the case is so cold, we may never find out who did this. Whoever they are, they're probably going to get away with this. Oh, my God.
He's choking on his withers.
Stop it, Divita. I know the Heimlich.
Punch his throat.
Fiat.
Bonnie, you saved him.
He's okay.
You scared me. I told you to bite, not suck.
Thank you, Bonnie, for saving my life.
Lifesaver.
And sorry for your loss.
Thank you, please, and it's no biggie. Any one of you would have done the same, clearly. Look how concerned you all are for your neighbor. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
the Lord brings us together.
The Lord
brings
us together.
So, how long are you in town for, Bonnie?
I'm not sure yet. My sister was a bit of a collector, so I'm going to have to go through all of her things in her apartment and clean it out.
Oh, wow! You'll probably discover all sorts of stuff in there.
Perhaps stuff like the He's tapes, Phil's files, and the Hades IOU book.
And when will you start doing that?
Tomorrow sometime.
What time?
Mid-afternoon, maybe.
I love to help. I know that must be hard to even think about doing.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that is really sweet of you. Kyle, right? Here's my number.
Sarah clocked this. She wasn't jealous.
Cool. I'm also just over at apartment 2 if you need anything. A shoulder, a meal, you name it. Huh.
Okay, now she was a little jealous.
I'm in apartment 1. You can knock or whatever.
Thank you, both. That's very kind.
So tell me more about how you all knew my sister.
Oh, right. So,
yes, okay. Of course. Why?
Like the 10-year-old Joe Pesci on the television variety show The Startime Kids, a song and dance broke out between Bonnie and the bystanders. No, not the musical kind. The kind that shielded the truth of what really happened that fateful night. Bonnie was curious. Too curious. And why shouldn't she be? Her sister was murdered and no one helped. But there was something else pressing heavy on the minds of our bystanders. They needed to find that evidence. Before Bonnie did. The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media, Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. I need a drink.
We are the faithful, we are the strong. Here to do good works and here to get along. Early to rise and play for the day. Righteous reindeers are here to stay.
Righteous Rangers.